In this lesson, I'm going to talk to you about increasing the organic traffic, so putting in some time to create content that will help drive your target audience to your website and hopefully lead on to them installing the extension and upgrading to a paid plan. So it's well worth doing as it gives a great return on investment in the long run. You just want to focus on creating relevant content and giving good value to your audience, and you're going to leverage your email list, Facebook page, Twitter, Facebook group, and YouTube channel if you have one. So you'll have seen some of this stuff in action, but let's just run through them quickly just in case it gives you some ideas of things that you can do. So first up is to continue creating more blog posts, which will help you rank in Google, and then you can direct that traffic towards becoming users of your Chrome extension. And in each article, you want to have something in there based on the topic and target of that particular article that makes the user take an action, be it opting in for a PDF or some other incentive to get them to give you their email address. So things like how-to guides, white paper downloads, independent reviews, or some sort of free trial offer will help you to build a healthy email list of leads, which you can then communicate with and try and get them to install the software and take up a paid subscription. So as you start to increase your email list, you're going to want to expand on that basic email sequence you built in the previous module. Make sure that you're giving value in those emails and helping the user get the most out of your tool. And then diversifying slightly from our model of just getting as many of your niche users to install the extension as possible. Could you perhaps start a newsletter if there isn't one for that niche and give out some value, sharing some tips and latest news for that particular niche if there's a gap for that? And then if there is a gap for a newsletter, you could then move on to maybe promoting relevant offers to your audience from within that niche and maybe getting some affiliate links going, and so you're able to promote other products to your audience, or even perhaps partnering with other app owners within the niche and doing some sort of deal where you promote their tool to your audience and where they promote your tool to their audience. So that's emails, and then similar sort of thing, but in video format. So for YouTube, you want to create more videos for your YouTube channel, things like how-to guides, problem and solution style videos, maybe some listicle videos. So the top five insert subject for insert your niche. So for Merch Wizard, that could be something like the five best-selling t-shirt colors for merch by Amazon creators. And if you've got access to that research, you give the information and either a link to download the more detailed stats in a PDF in the link in the description, or a link to a blog article on your website. And throughout all of it, obviously, you want to raise your profile and give links in your descriptions so people can go to your website easily to find out more about your helpful tool. And then finally, we have got the Facebook group. So if you have created a Facebook group, you've got to be active in that group and try and create an engaged group, because the more engagement Facebook sees in the group, the more traffic they're going to send for free to that group of similar people that have already joined the group. So it really is like a flywheel effect. So you just got to get this thing started, and to help you with that, you can maybe look into creating a themed social media calendar, and this could go across other platforms like Twitter as well, but things like having Monday motivation, a Tuesday tip, Wacky Wednesday or Wednesday Wisdom, etc., etc. So each day you've got something that you can post. In addition to that, you can cross-post your videos from YouTube to the Facebook group. You could run polls in there for feature requests or for anything else that's relevant that they can vote on. But the only caveat I would say to have in the rules of joining the Facebook group, that support should go to the knowledge base and help desk and shouldn't be carried out in the Facebook group. People can be quite lazy and they just join the Facebook group, start posting about problems that they've got with the tool, and then you're best to just simply direct them politely to the knowledge base and help desk to raise a ticket so you can resolve their problem as quickly and as efficiently for them as possible. Okay, so those are some of the tips for boosting organic traffic. So all of this stuff is about building up your audience, but you can leverage other people's audiences through affiliate partnerships. So we'll cover that in the next lesson. All right, so I'll see you there.